Track 4. Co-housing, perhaps best summed up as sustainable village living in an urban setting, is getting a toehold in the UK, including a new development planned for Norwich.
City living, even though you may be surrounded by thousands of people, can be pretty lonely. The sense of community that used to exist when streets of people would know each other, support each other, look after one another's children and just be there for each other has all but gone. But an exciting new housing project in Norwich aims to bring back that missing sense of belonging to a group of homes to be built in the heart of the city. Angel Yard is a co-housing scheme where neighbours own their homes but share resources, some facilities and responsibilities. The people behind the project believe it to be a way to build a fairer, more balanced community, reduce living costs, consume less and tread more lightly. The site of Angel Yard has been bought. The project is at the planning stage of creating around 30 one- to four-bedroom homes on a half-acre site. Developer Town is behind a similar scheme, now completed in Cambridge, called Marmalade Lane. Francis Wright is head of community partnering at Town and also lives in Marmalade Lane, having moved from Worcestershire to join the community. She describes co-housing as a way of living that offers a richer, more engaged and connected way of life. She explains that diversity will be one of the keys to the success of Angel Yard. Angel Yard will be a multi-generational co-housing community suitable for all ages and for single-person households, couples and families, she says. Co-housing communities are intentional communities. Residents have chosen to live in a more neighbourly way. That intention informs the design, the management arrangements and the day-to-day life of the community. In real terms, that means that residents meet for meals and social occasions to get to know each other and build trust. They look out for one another, perhaps by checking on someone if they're ill, watching a friend's children, or taking in a parcel from someone who's at work. Additionally, there will be shared facilities like a common house, laundry room, bike store, guest rooms and a workshop, with costs covered by the community. The project is still in its early stages, with work going through the spring and summer on designs for the community in preparation for submitting a planning application later in the year. The community has been heavily invested in the project right from the outset. Members who may ultimately become homeowners at Angel Yard are actively involved in most of the key decisions around the project, with regular meetings to achieve consensus. It's an approach that the project architect, Melis Harwood, welcomes. What we really enjoy is designing housing with people, going through the process of design together, says Melis, a director of London-based Archeo. We're not going to go and squirrel ourselves away and do a big presentation. We start by talking to everybody in a group about what their aspirations are. Genuinely, that's a very exciting prospect. It's the biggest investment of their lives, and it's the rest of their lives that you're helping to shape. Co-housing is more common in the northern European countries like Denmark, Belgium, and the Netherlands, says Melis, where it's seen as not a hippie lifestyle, but as a proactive choice to live in a participatory way. Cities can be really lonely places. They're not always designed for you to meet your neighbours. I think that in some ways people are looking for that village feeling. Knowing your neighbours can really improve your quality of life, she says. She expects Angel Yard's appeal to reach across the generations, from young families to older people, all looking for and being able to offer support. They'll also be interested in sustainability, which is central to the co-housing group's vision for the site, says Francis Wright. The UK Co-Housing Network sees the movement back to community as the key to sustainability. Knowing our neighbours, feeling like we belong, being part of something that we care about and that cares about us, these are the elements of rebuilding the sustainability in the world around us. For Mellis, that means designing the homes and shared spaces using building materials which have the smallest possible carbon impact, like timber and natural materials, and as little concrete as possible. Citing Norwich's award-winning passive house eco-home development in Goldsmith Street, she says that south-facing Angel Yard should be economical to heat and to keep cool. Lucy Hall, from Norwich, was part of the original group which formed over a decade ago to create a co-housing community and who plans to live in Angel Yard. She explained that the project has had a few false dawns over the years. If you're just a group of people trying to build, says Lucy, it's a very professional area. We had to keep learning how to do things, and we had a few dead ends along the way. 2020 didn't help much either. But we have a great group now. We've done some marketing, and we feel that 2021 is going to be our year, says Lucy. They're looking for people to join the project, and they have 19 households at the moment and still have room for more. We're hoping to be pioneers and to encourage more people to do it. It's not so much that we're evangelical about everybody living this way, but there will be lots of people who find it attractive, says Lucy. We're not forcing people to come out and dance around a maypole, but if you have a few shared events, maybe a shared meal every now and then, shared recycling, shared garden, shared workshop, and all the shared organisation, that means we get to know each other, and that builds trust.